So, Jim, before we talk about today's game, what has it been like over the past 7 days? Obviously, a lot of talk off the pitch, and there was the proposed 8-week suspension, and you got that overturned. How frustrating were those days for you?
Listen, it's you're dealing with something really that you wouldn't like to be dealing with, and it does take up a lot of time, because obviously it's a hearing, and you have to go in and you've got to put your case forward. But you know, once we got the hearing, we were quietly confident that we were in a good spot with it, you know, and tried to go in and have our homework done, and we got the result that we were looking for, Oisín. So thankfully,
it's not a situation everybody learned from. You sort of just caught off guard on it.
It's just one of those administrative situation there where really, you know, it shouldn't have happened. That's the reality of the situation. But we move on now, you know. Today was a good opportunity, obviously, to get back on the horse, if you like, and get working again with the team, because everything suffers a wee bit, you know, when your focus is somewhere else, you know. So good positive run out for us today. Good energy from the team. The young lads did well as well. Anybody that came in kept that sort of momentum going, so we're happy with that.
We talked about it in commentary, how well Donegal was kicking the ball today. Is that something that you've been implementing a lot more of in recent weeks, Jim?
We definitely want to kick it, you know. We definitely want to kick it. I think we've been trying to do that in all the games, you know. And sometimes that's easier said than done, but it's about confidence as well, I think, and it's about trust. And I suppose the balance was quite good today between the running game and the kicking game, and you need that as well, because one can be easily shut down if you don't have the other, and vice versa, you know. So no, we'll take all the positives. Oisín, the big positive for us is a lot of fellas got minutes again. A lot of fellas got exposure. Carl Joseph made his debut. That's nice. His brother was on the pitch at the same time, so that was a good wee moment. And we'll go back to the training pitch now. We've got Tuesday and Thursday, and get ready for Derry next weekend.
Yeah. Competition you want to win? Are you going to go at it next Saturday night?
I don't know if we'll go all out, like, in terms of risking people that maybe would have niggles and stuff, but we definitely want to win the game. You know, you want to win every game you're involved in. Like, fellas sat out today and missed today because of niggles, and it wasn't much more than that. It was just niggles, but we tried to be smart about it, and we're going to have to do the same next weekend. We'll see what's available, obviously, during the week.
Yeah, most important thing is it's another game of Cork coming up.
It's been great. Like, you know, Roscommon before Christmas was a really good game. Division 1, a Division 1 team, you know, and again today with Monaghan and another Division 1 team next weekend. So that's all good for us in terms of our preparation for Division 2, and very good barometers for us, and we just have to keep plugging away now with the fellas we have and get ready for that game.
Just finally, we're watching the boys coming out of the changing room here as you were speaking to the media. They're a happy looking council there, Jim.
I know. Listen, you know, we're working away and trying to keep our heads down, and as I was saying earlier, you know, there's loads of things we're trying to work on and investigate and see what might work for us and what might not work for us. That's always the case for me anyway at this time of the year, and so, you know, picking one or two things every day and having a go at them, and then moving on from there, you know.